Some of the demographic shifts that have taken place in Ferguson and St. Louis County are similar to those at work in other communities. 2 years ago, the suburban city of Anaheim, south of Los Angeles, saw several days of protests and riots. Back-to-back police shootings of young Latino men ignited frustration in residents who said their police and city government didn't represent them. From member station KPCC in Los Angeles, Erica Aguilar reports.
A small group of mostly mothers, their children, and elderly grandmas symbolically walk around Anna Drive. It's a short street with cramped apartment buildings. A woman uses a bullhorn to call out to neighbors watching from balconies. She tells them it's important to take part in the change that's happening in their neighborhood. She's talking about the Anaheim police officers that have joined them on this community walk. Rebecca Santian has lived here for 5 years.
A lot of people hate the police right now, so I think that we need to work with the police so they would know how to have respect towards us and us to them.
This is the same street where police shot and killed 25-year-old Manuel Diaz 2 years ago. Tensions grew the next day when Anaheim police shot and killed another Latino man, 21-year-old Joel Acevedo. Police say he shot at them first.
From the beginning, I started going to city council, like 2 days after my son was killed.
That's Donna Acevedo. When she and neighbors marched to City Hall after her son's death, a line of police in riot gear blocked them from entering. Council chambers were at capacity, and they'd have to wait. But a group of people decided instead to unleash on a strip mall across the street, smashing store windows, looting, and setting trash cans on fire.
Get away from there! Hey! Hey! Shame on you!
Acevedo says she didn't know what to do after that. People were angry. She was too. They wanted to be heard.
That's kind of what I lived for, like, the first few months, was going to city council and then protesting. But then the protesting, I'm like, okay, this is good, but it doesn't change anything.
For months, mothers who lost sons to police shootings met with city leaders and just talked. The women outlined what reforms they wanted. Eventually, the police chief retired, giving residents a chance to weigh in on what they wanted in a replacement. For the first time in the city's history, they hired a Latino Spanish-speaking police chief, Raul Quesada. Promoted from within. Quesada admits the police department fell short on building relationships in the community before the riots. He says he's made that his priority now.
Every radio call, every contact, I don't just want my officers to handle the call. I want them to interact with the community and share information about the department, our various programs, and again, just strengthening our relationship with the community.
To increase police transparency, Quesada requires uniformed officers to record their interactions with the public using audio devices. And the city is creating a civilian public safety board to review the department's budget and police shootings. There's a collection of posters in the corner of Donna Acevedo's living room. She still protests, but she's been focused lately on the November elections for city council because she's running.
And I kept waiting, and I'm like, well, who's going to represent me? Like, who am I going to vote for? There's nobody worth voting for. And I thought, you know what? I'll vote for myself.
If she were to win, and that's a long shot, it would be a big deal. Right now, there are no Latinos on the Anaheim City Council, though they make up half of the city's population. There's also a broader measure on the November ballot that could close the divide in representation going forward. It would change the way city leaders are elected. They would be voted on by neighborhood instead of citywide. For NPR News, I'm Erica Aguilar in Los Angeles.